All right, so this is a questions for the women. And we're going to go down this list, I guess. First category is, would you fuck yourself with it? Small plastic bottle. No. No, I don't think I would. That's a little bit too big for me. Sorry. A yummy carrot. Well, if it's yummy, why would it be in my vagina? It should be in my mouth. But, maybe. I could always wash it off after. The brush handle. If it's clean or if it has a condom on it, sure. Actually, let's just assume that all things have a condom on them, okay. Yeah, brush handle, pen or Sharpie, that's not gonna do anything for me. I may be small, but I'm not that small. Water from a shower head, yes, 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 and yes. I do that, a lot. I have a shower head and it's amazing. And if you don't have one, you need to get one tomorrow. Okay. Warm or a cold cucumber. I've actually with a cucumber once, but, it was actually one that was from the yard, and that variety of cucumber, it had spines on it, and I didn't realize, and that was very uncomfortable. But yeah, I mean, I guess if I didn't have anything else. A hot dog weenie? No. 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 Sorry, I'm not sexually attracted to hot dogs. A big yellow banana. I love how these are all so descriptive. A big yellow banana. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess it would... I'm gonna have to try that one. I haven't tried that one yet. The harder edge of furniture. I think I used to hump the arm of my couch when I was younger. So, yeah. Broom handle? No. Hopefully not. Wooden baseball bat? No. I don't know what kind of vaginas ladies have, but I do not have a baseball bat shaped or sized vagina. A flashlight handle? I don't know. The edges on those don't seem like they'd be very comfortable to go in there. A teddy bear? Uh-oh. No. And actually, I don't have a teddy bear, like a stuffed bear. My stuffed animal is it's like a dog. It's like a stuffed dog. And, no. No, Mr. Casey, that's his name. Mr. Casey's a married man. And, he wouldn't be interested in me anyway. neck of a bottle of wine? Yeah, maybe. I mean, it'd be one hell of a party, wouldn't it? Pillow? Yes. I have a body pillow, which I, tend to get a little romantical with. And then the second one. Answer the questions. Can you describe the fastest way to make you come? Well, I already mentioned the, showerhead, didn't I? No, the fastest way to make me come is to get me into subspace and then start telling me a bunch of fucked up stuff. Humiliate me, degrade me, you know, tell me you think I'm a worthless little slut, and yeah, that gets me going. What does it feel like to have something inside of you? Well, I mean, I guess this is mostly for the guys who, you know, if you've never done, like, anal play before. I've actually started getting into anal, and, it's very, at least if you get the right angles, it's actually very, very similar to, vaginal sex. Not quite, but, guess it's... That's, like, the hardest thing to describe about being a girl, I guess. What does it feel like to have something inside you? It's almost like a tickling sensation. And then you have this sort of fullness. Like, just being, you know, filled up by something that can be taken away. I'm not being the most descriptive. I can't really put it into words, like, to make any kind of analogy that would properly explain what that's like. How does it feel to have tits to play with? I've actually gotten sort of addicted to that. So, I mean, it's like this amazing sensitivity that, again, anything pleasure-related I would describe as like, tickling, like a certain way, and, you know, tickling that gets you aroused, and that keeps you aroused, and, nipple play, I guess that would be related to. And then tits, it's just sort of, I'm just gonna grab them right now. It's just like having a little handful to sort of manipulate and play with. They can be an inconvenience sometimes. Like, sometimes I don't want to put on a bra to start my day. You know, sometimes I just want to put on a fucking shirt. I have C cups, so I'm not like really huge, but, like, you know, I can't exactly just go out in public without some sort of bra on, otherwise they're just jiggling, and then my nipples are out, and it's like, it's embarrassing. How does it feel when someone else plays with your tits? I haven't had that many partners, but... when someone else plays with my tits, it's, like, you don't know exactly what they're going to do next. So, it's different, in a way. Like, where I know exactly where to pinpoint for my pleasure, with them, like, there's different things that they do, and it's more teasing than anything. My last boyfriend kind of sucked at it. He really didn't. Like, take into account how sensitive I was, and so he overdid it, and it made me really uncomfortable. But the guy, before him, he was, oh man, he was a champ. Like, that was, like, the one thing I really, really wanted to do with him, like, all the time. He was a terrible kisser, but he could suck some titties. What does it feel like when you're edging? I've actually never edged before. I know that sounds weird. But I go, like, straight for the gold. I mean, if someone was telling me to edge, sure, but I've never had the inclination to, put off my pleasure. Any point in time. Yeah. Let's see. When you come, how does it feel? Well, it's sort of like... it's like a build-up. Your head kind of gets... you get a little lightheaded. Or there's, like, this part in your brain that knows you're gonna come. Like, that's, like, the first couple seconds of it. It's like, joo, joo, joo. Okay, we know what's happening. Get ready for it. And then, if it's clitoral stimulation, because it's different kinds of orgasms. If it's clitoral stimulation, the sensitivity, like, skyrockets. And then you just feel this sort of wave. Like, say you drop, like, a stone into a pond. It's like a ripple. It goes, about down to my, usually for, like, a standard orgasm, like, not one of these mind-blowing ones. Standard one, it goes down to about my mid-thigh. And then up a little bit into my abdomen. And, it's really nice, like, just warmth and tingling, and then there's, like, I guess, like, the contractions happen, like, in the taint a little bit. Like, that's where I usually feel them, like, right down there. And then there's obviously the, vaginal contractions. With vaginal vaginal penetration, it's, like, in the very back where I feel it, like, right inside, like, near the cervix. And then it kind of waves out from there rather than the clit. Let's see, what's the next one? Can you tell if it's going to be a lot of cum versus a little? Well, girls don't necessarily have ejaculate matter, though there are squirters. I'm not one of them, or at least I've never squirted before. But, I can tell when I'm aroused, and I get really wet in, certain situations. So, say if I'm, like, using my butt plug or anything like that, then I know I'm gonna get, like, super wet. And, let's see. If I've had, like, a lot of good foreplay, I'll know there's gonna be a lot of cum. But in terms of, like, at the moment of orgasm, I'd say, no, there's no real predictive factor about how much extra wetness is going to come out. Can't really tell. I guess it's not really, it doesn't apply to me since I don't squirt. So. does how hard you come tell the intensity of, what? Does how hard you come tell the intensity of the orgasm? Huh? I'm not sure what that means. So if you're fucking a girl and if she is not already, like, sopping wet by the time you get inside her or by the time you're trying to make her come, you are not doing your job correctly. Let's just drill that into your head. If she is not sopping wet by the time you are ready to fuck her, then you are not doing your job correctly. And there's not so much, and I guess you have to ask this to a girl that squirts or something, but, how hard I come, you tend to see in the orgasm. Again, there's no real cum, there's like a fluid, and the fluid is, the vagina has modified sweat glands, and it's modified sweat glands that are making all that delicious juice down there. And let's see. Well, not so much sweat glands, but it's like a mucus membrane too. Can someone clear me up on that one? Can someone answer whether my knowledge is just totally off base? So I need to know. Okay. Well, I know it's something, and it's not like a testicle that's going on. There's no, like, you know, ejaculate matter that's gonna be telling, oh yeah, I totally came so hard because 0.7 liters came out of my vagina. Oh my god, I'm getting so carried away with this. Are you satisfied after one orgasm, or do you need more? It matters. Like, with vaginal penetration, I usually need more than one. Like, I get sort of needy But with a clitoral one, usually that one's more intense. At least it is in my case. And I am perfectly satisfied with one. I usually don't take it further than that. Let's see. Have you ever tried to play? Alright. If you're gonna ask questions, you have to, be a little bit more specific with these. Have you ever tried to play every way you could think of? I guess, what? Like, anal, vaginal? Come on, be specific. Like, and then tits, mouth, what? I mean, I'm very open, and I try to explore as much as I can. If that's what you want to know. Again, try and phrase your questions a little bit more specifically. Otherwise, I'm really confused about that question. What's the strangest thing you've ever fucked yourself? Well, this one time in band camp. Okay. Yes, I fucked myself with a recorder once. And, that used to be my thing of choice. And it's very bad to do that, kids, because it's, got a lot of places for bacteria to hide. And, unless you're using condoms, which I did not, that is a very porous material. And if you want to know, no, I didn't blow notes out of my vagina. Stop being fucking silly. Okay, so that was questions for the women. And, yeah, that was enjoyable.